Hey, Casey Mize threw well yesterday. So there's that.
He did.
Yep. And I don't want to move the goalposts on him. We've said at the beginning of the year, we want to see 32. Game started, 32. That is a minimum hurdle to clear. They just need to get this guy to have a healthy season and then see where it can take him from there. Just because he's battled with injuries so much throughout his career. So, and he's starting to get to the point where it's, I don't want to say it's now or never.
Kind of is, though.
But he's 27. He's already 27. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, well, no, I didn't realize he was 27 either. I'm starting to think back on that. I guess
isn't that weird?
21-year-old when he's drafted, and it's been 6 years. That last couple of years, yeah, long time.
Seems odd.
It feels like it's a, you know, do it or get off the pot moment.
Well, there's a club option for next year, and then he's arbitration eligible for the year after that. He won't be an unrestricted free agent until he's 30, but they can make some decisions. They could make.
Well, now that he's healthy, there's no excuses. So, and not that, you know, it was used as excuses before, but if you're able to pitch and you're able to make 30 starts a year, this is a good evaluation time. Yeah. So he's clearly has the talent. It's about the consistency of being able to control and command his pitches.
Okay, are you ready, my friend?
I am always ready.
It's time for another edition of Are You Gonna Eat That? So, Gator, this feels like a full-on summertime edition of Are You Gonna Eat That?
Okay.
Let's start with 7-Eleven.
Okay.
They're introducing a drumstick Slurpee Blue Raspberry Vanilla Cone. The drumstick Slurpee Blue Raspberry Vanilla Cone is a king-size cone that brings the tart flavor of 7-Eleven's iconic Blue Raspberry slushy to an ice cream cone. The crisp cone is filled with the brand's signature vanilla ice cream and a chocolate nougat. This version, however, also includes a layer of vibrant blue raspberry along with the blue ras sauce ripples and candy bits. Gator, the 7-Eleven drumstick Slurpee blue raspberry vanilla cone. Are you going to eat that?
I mean, I would try it, but I don't think it's something I would seek out. I do like the cone. I like the drumstick, you know, cone that you can get. Vanilla ice cream, big fan of that. I don't need to mix blue raspberry with that. And when I think of blue raspberry, I do think of slush and or Slurpee. So it's not, I don't think it's really a combination, but I would try it.
Kang, the drumstick Slurpee blue raspberry vanilla cone, would you try it?
I don't think this is going to work. I don't think it's going to work. I like the drumstick as is. And if you're going to add something to it, I don't think blue raspberry slush is what you would want to add. I'm out.
Yeah, this is a hard no for me, dog.
Well, we knew that.
Next up, Krispy Kreme is adding 4 new mini donut dots to its menu.
Yes.
Really?
It's Krispy Kreme. I don't know how they can mess it up.
Okay. A hot Cheeto and pickle powdered crispy.
Don't kid around.
No, I'm all right. The flavors include powdered, which Krispy Kreme describes as an original glazed donut hole tossed in sweet powdered topping.
Sure.
Kang?
Yeah. All right. Oh, yeah. I'm in.
Sprinkled, which is another original glazed with rainbow non-parallel. Parallelis? I don't know what that means.
Rainbow sprinkles.
Yes.
Yeah.
Easy. Then there's cinnamon, an original glazed donut hole. Oh, yes on that?
Yeah.
On the sprinkles?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Cinnamon, an original glazed donut hole with cinnamon topping.
Yes.
Kang?
Yes.
Probably my go-to of the three so far, but yeah.
Cookie crumb, an original glazed donut hole tossed in cookie crumbs toppings and sprinkled with sweet powdered topping.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I am fortunate that I don't live terribly close to a Krispy Kreme location that's on my normal route to go somewhere else. Otherwise, I know I'd have a problem.
You're a big donut guy.
Well, but I don't eat them that often.
But you love them.
But I do love them.
If they're accessible.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is I try to take myself out of the equation. I know where there's a Krispy Kreme. I know that they sell them sometimes. They sell them in grocery stores too, but it's not the same thing as getting them right from Krispy Kreme. I know I'd have a real problem. Because they're so delicious. The glazed donut from Krispy Kreme, just the normal glaze, is phenomenal. So I have to stay away. it's a real struggle. And now that you're talking about these little donut holes they have,
uh-huh,
the munchkins, you will, the Timbits, if you will, of the world of Krispy Kreme.
I feel like he's going to move.
I'm going to stay away.
He's going to put his house on the market and move close to
I see a 14 and John R., but I'm not going.
I think, Doug, he looks at where they are, they're at, and he's like, I got to stay away from those areas.
Yeah.
Not that I want to go by those areas.
Okay, moving on.
That's 100% true.
Kersley Cone is an ice cream place in Genesee Township. They have a Flamin' Hot Cheetos cone.
Nope.
It's a medium cone. It has a cereal-like taste and texture with the coldness of ice cream melting in your mouth and the Cheetos adding a delicious crunch. Think of the Dairy Queen where you can get it dipped in chocolate or like cherry and it makes the hard shell. Same concept, except it's dipped in Flamin' Hot Cheetos. And you said no?
That's a hard no.
Yeah, okay. Gator's not a huge fan of the Flamin' Hot stuff.
No.
Kang, what about you?
I'm in. I'll try this. I'm surprisingly, salty stuff with ice cream, it works well together. You ever have sea salt on like some caramel
ice
cream?
I love sea salt caramel. Love it. Yeah.
You kind of sold me that I might try this. I've been no to everything so far, but I might try that.
Wow.
Good Doug.
Yep. Doug, stepping
wild
up.
Side. All right, man.
It doesn't seem like something I do, but I actually might do that.
Genesee County. Yep.
That's why. Yeah.
Here comes Doug Carter. Mm-hmm.
That's right. All right. Next up, Mountain Dew has three new flavors for you to try this summer. There's the Star Spangled Splash that comes with a perfect combination of berry flavors, making it a dazzling red color. So a berry-flavored Mountain Dew, Gator, would you try that?
Would I try it? Yes. Would I buy it or have a whole can of it? No.
Okay, but you try it.
Yeah, because it's not, it's just pure sugar, so I'm going to stay with that.
Kang?
I'm gonna tell you right up front here. I'm probably gonna say yes to all this. I'll try almost anything in Mountain Dew. Okay. So I'm gonna try this one. Yes.
Two yeses and a no from me. A Mountain Dew Freedom Fusion is a refreshing lemonade white peach flavor, giving it a frosty white color.
Again, I try it, but it wouldn't. It just screams sugar. But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, if you don't like Freedom, that's your own choice, man. I'm saying yes all day.
Freedom ain't free.
After a peach schnapps incident. I don't like peach flavor things. This goes back 30 years. And next, there's the Mountain Dew Liberty Chills, a blend of 50 flavors that all mix together to give a blue hue and a berry taste.
Does it come with zero sugar?
Probably not.
It's a hard no, Doug.
Okay. No.
Wow.
Okay, so you're yes, yes, no. Kang, you are yes, yes.
Yeah, give me
yes,
Liberty yes, yes. or death, right? Liberty.
All right. And I'm a no. So three no's for me. And finally, a winery up north, St. Julian, has come out with Boom Pop. Remember the red, white, and blue?
The Bomb Pops?
Bomb Pops.
Yeah, love Bomb
This
Pops.
Is called Boom Pop, but it's got pictures of Bomb Pops on the label. It is a refreshingly sweet wine blend with notes of cherry, citrus, and blue raspberry flavor to enjoy with friends at all your summer parties. Boom Pop is a celebration in a glass. And the perfect companion for sunny picnics, beach days, pool days, and gathering with friends.
It's boom, a wine?
It's a wine. Boom Pop wine. Hmm. And I think they're trying to get the Bomb Pop feel with the Boom Pop wine. Gator? Would you try that?
I'm just looking at this. alcohol percentage is 11%.
Yeah.
I would try it. I wouldn't buy it, but I would definitely try it, and I would think that I would want it. I'd probably bastardize it and pour it over ice unless it says that's how you should have it. But that's what I would do.
Kang, would you try this?
I'm not a big wine guy, but I'd try this. Yeah. This sounds like a summery drink, a little refresher.
Because there's like sangria in the summer is really good.
Yeah, that's
if this
what I'm
has
saying.
Like I a would... sangria feel, I could see myself trying it because on a hot day, sangria is great.
It is great. That's why I'm saying I'd throw it over ice.
I might give this a shot.
There we go, Doug.
Maybe a little spritzer in there, a little soda.
For getting that sangria vibe. Okay, there you go. Another edition of Are You Gonna Eat That?